20 years ago, the British literary magazine Granta published a list of what it considered the best young novelists of Britain. And what a list it was. Martin Amis, Salman Rushdie, Julian Barnes, and many more went on to find fame and sometimes fortune. And Granta had found itself a tradition. The magazine published a second list in 1993 and now has just crowned a new set of young authors in its March edition. Joining us now are Granta editor Ian Jack and two of the best young novelists, Alan Warner and Andrew O'Hagan. Thanks, all of you, for being here.
Thank you.
Good to be here.
Thanks.
I wondered, first of all, if you even think of yourselves as being sort of part of a generation of writers. I mean, do you even think that way? What about you, Andrew?
I think if you look at all the periods of serious writing, there are always groups and gangs. I don't know that this would constitute anything as uniform or united as a gang. certainly, I'm struck when I look at the issue that Ian and his colleagues at Granta have produced. It offers a picture of Britain which is, I think, very effectively pluralistic. It's a kind of mongrel collection in a really fetching way, if you ask me. It's got voices from all over the place. And in terms of class, that thing that we in Britain are absolutely obsessed by, it's quite interesting.
Alan Warner, I wanted to ask you about the piece which is featured in Granta that you wrote, The Cost of Pool Bums.
Yes.
Very funny story about these two young guys on a plane heading to Spain. Tell me a little bit about who they are.
The narrator is a young man, well, a man in his 30s, who feels his youth has passed him by, and he hooks up with a character called Ison. And they're kind of guys at the end of their tether who don't have much going for them. And they go down to build swimming pools, ostensibly down in Spain, but things turn a little darker.
I'd love to have you read just a small excerpt from it. Now, at this point, the boys are on the plane, and the stewardesses ask for volunteers to load the baggage because there's been a strike by baggage handlers. And if you could read the passage where they're considering this request, and it begins, "What do you think?"
"What do you think? Not even at these prices am I going to load up this shower's kit. Look around you." For once, Ison lowered his voice. "Golf clubs and suitcases of 2 litre lemonade bottles filled with gin. We'll be poking in our hernias on the beach. Be strike-breaking anyway. I'm an old lefty." "Me too." Ison nodded rapidly. "Afterwards, complimentary drinks will be served to baggage volunteers." The captain's voice grumped from the flight deck. Our hands raced each other to the call button, which pleasingly lit up above us.
Andrew, let me ask you to read an excerpt from the story that's also featured in Granta, Gas Boys Gas. This is very different. It's the story of a young man who works with blinded servicemen, many of whom were injured in World War I. And if you could just read an excerpt that begins, "My job in those days," and it's on page 51.
"My job in those days was to be the eyes, and there is one day I remember better than the others. I was leading a group of veterans of the old stamp, 8 of them, half over 85, veterans of Ypres and the Somme and the Dardanelles, 3 from Dunkirk, and one younger man, Ronnie, blinded by shrapnel during Suez. All of them loved the South Downs. It was something to do with a sense of England. The loveliness of the Downs themselves existed in their memories, but they were also conscious of the sea beyond the cliffs and of Europe out there. The men seemed pleased to be with one another in the open air and away from their wives for the day, and it felt strange to be thought of as their leader, aged 24, describing the many shades of blue I could see, picking up stones and grass for them to touch and flowers to sniff."
There's something incredibly touching about the relationship between these older men and this young man in this story, and I wondered what it was as a writer that made you want to write about something that talks about generations in some way.
I think sometimes there's a banality that exists, not only in literature, but in life, about the relationship between the young and the old, as if it was a kind of imaginative leap that couldn't really quite be made. We're always reading and hearing about the alienation of youth and a failure of young people to be able to imagine what it's like to have lived and have experienced, have suffered loss, etc. I've always felt personally, and as a writer, that that's a connection that I'd like to be able to investigate and establish and make.
It's interesting because the two stories seem on the surface to be they couldn't be more different, your styles of writing. Some of the same things come up in your writing, but in a very different way.
When you look at the other writers, I mean, you find yourself compelled by how other people choose to go about it, even if it's not your way. it's fascinating to see other people working out their aesthetic.
Yeah. What about, do you feel any connection with American writers of your generation? Are you exploring some of the same territory on both sides of the ocean? Or
I probably find more exciting in contemporary American literature than I do in British. Something to do with writing work that does seem to be based in contemporary reality and very vividly done. And in Britain, you rarely see the type of characters, or you certainly used to in the past, rarely see characters who actually had jobs, who actually seemed to go to work in the morning. Mm. There was a certain kind of novelty in British literature in the 90s when characters actually seemed to come from the world around us. And I think it very much goes back to this question of who was writing the literature in the 60s and 70s in Britain.
I was just going to ask you, Ian Jack, if you see a big difference in this generation of writers from 20 years ago when Granta first issued its list of best novelists. Mm-hmm.
I think the big change happened round about the time of that list. I think when you had Kashi Ishiguro and Rushdie and people like Ben Okri, you got this influx of black or non-white people writing books. And I think it's gone on from there a lot. And I think, I mean, an old chestnut question which always comes up in literary discussions in England is, so is the American novel better than the English novel? And my view, for what it's worth on this terribly oversimplified question, is that if you removed a kind of generation, let's hope it doesn't happen, but if a generation from Saul Bellow down to, say, Richard Ford or Anne Tyler were taken out of the picture, I think that new writing in Britain has as much to be proud of as new writing in America.
Ian Jack is the editor of Granta magazine. Alan Warner and Andrew O'Hagan are two of the writers Granta has named as the best of young British novelists. Thanks so much to all of you for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.